You have to be invited there, I think, or something like that.
So who invited you?
I don't know. The film, the film school.
Yeah, it was the sort of...
It was set up. It was all set up through the film school. So, through Richard. So.
But they have these funny little... all these little regulations and rules. And it's like you have to change, you know, 10 pounds into Czechoslovakian money per day.
Yeah.
So when you get to the airport, before you even go through customs, you have to change the money. Or if you're going to change 30 pounds, they'll only make you stay for 3 days.
Prague bucks, as we call them.
Prague bucks, yeah. So they have all little regulations like that. Where you have to, you know, it's very in order, very, very regulated, which is interesting for coming from a country like Australia.
There's so much art in that country. It's just unbelievable. You know,
there's nothing else to do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this windowsill would have like a year's worth of work in it, you know.
Carvings.
It's just unbelievable, it really is. It's just so beautiful.
Yeah. There is no unemployment, yeah, it's right, zero unemployment. And it's the only sort of, you know, city kind of in Europe that wasn't bombed. It wasn't touched during the war kind of thing. Its sister city, which is Vienna, was. They did a lot of films there. They did Amadeus there.
That's right. Still, it still looks baroque.
Mm.
Yeah.
And they're doing a film on Francis Kafka. Is it Kafka?
Yeah.
Kafka. Yeah. At the moment, they're at the same time. It's funny because they were using the same locations as us.
Yeah.
But it was pretty interesting. We, you know, have to wait for them to move off before we could. It was pretty funny.
There's some very sort of funny sort of discos, you know. And then, but they play sort of strange music, you know, like, I don't know, Frank Sinatra and Elvis and sort of thing. But then, on the second last night, the producer of the production, you know, the head producer guy came and grabbed me, and he's a mad Scot, actually. And he said, there's this party going on at the film school, you know. And he said, come with me and we'll check it out. So he and I went. And it was fantastic. They had black market records like Terence Trent D'Arby and Prince and Rolling Stones.
Sure.
They were all dancing away to this, and they had reggae bands and punk bands playing, you know. And it was, there was like 2,000 people there, and so we drank champagne all night. And
that was some pot.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was really great.
I wish I had a gone.
Dance the night away. It was really great. It turned out to be really good fun. So, you know, there is a sort of a, you know,
underground nightlife.
Underground nightlife, exactly.
You know, I reckon the punk bands,
which makes it more fun, you know, really.